This one is from a listener named David, doesn't give his hometown, but David wants to know, how come I have a really small penis? I mean, small. It's not even 2 inches.
Maybe this is why David's not giving us his hometown. Well, you know, because he's ashamed and he needn't be.
Well, you know, that we get a lot of email regarding genitals.
You don't have to stutter, Jane. And, you can talk about the penis on this podcast.
But
talking about
on the same topic, another listener named Dan asked, why do penis sizes vary so much? What causes some to be larger or smaller than others? So obviously it's a question that is pondered.
Jane, I just want to say one thing, though. And I as a woman, you don't understand this, but now you've basically cursed everyone named David and everyone named Dan, and everyone's going to think that those are the guys with the small penises. So I think we should start over, scratch the names, and just call them Mr. X.
How about Mr. Micropenis number one and Micropenis two?
So what is the definition of micropenis, Dr. Lehner?
It's a penis less than 0.05 millimeters.
No, it's a penis with a stretched penile length that is greater than 2.5 standard deviations below the mean for age.
Who's stretching? How do you measure it? What do you mean stretch?
You have to
length?
Stretch it out a little bit, you know, to measure it. You know,
on one of those things they measure your feet with at the shoe store?
That was our joke about that that study where they compared shoe size and penile length, which, by the way, there is no association. That's a question we answered in our first book. Why do men have nipples?
What is the?
Well, no, let me actually just one more second. So basically that's, you know, about 2 centimeters is somebody with micropenis. So that's about 0.79 inches. So that's we're talking about pretty small. And when we're talking about, you know, the etiology of micropenis, this is people with serious hormonal disorders. They usually have hypogonadism, which means their gonads aren't producing the hormones necessary for their penis to grow. And
I had researched a syndrome that involved that whole issue of smell I'm so interested in. And there is a syndrome that involves a constellation of symptoms involving, what is that hormone? What's that called?
Gonadotropin?
Gonadotropin, yeah. That involves people who have tiny genitals, micropenis, a lack of a sense of smell. I mean, there's some interesting deep organic interrelationship between smell and gonadotropin and all these interesting sexual things.
But to the two unnamed people out here who were questioning us about this, there's so much out there, and it's really unfortunate. There's all these emails you get about penis size, and Lehner has tried most of them just as on a research expedition. There's something actually. What's that? Oh, that's Lehner's.
I was just trying to get comfortable in my chair.
No, but there's so much out there about this, and there's so much of an obsession about it, and it's really unnecessary. There's a lot of variety in people's size, and there's no real reason for it. It's, you know, genetics. People are of different sizes, and, you know, Jane, maybe you could fill us in. Now we're actually going to call on Jane to, you know, the question always comes up, does size matter? And, you know, anatomically, you know, you would imagine that size shouldn't matter that much because the sensitive area, what they think is the G-spot, and there actually is an area that named after a German, Dr. Graffenberg, Ernst Graffenberg.
I always thought the G-spot was named after you, Dr. Goldberg.
It's the G-berg spot. but that actually is not relatively far inside the vagina, so you wouldn't really need a long penis to get to that area. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with a small instrument.
Do you remember, I think all boys, whatever size they may be, remember the first time they saw their father without clothes and thought to themselves, I will never, ever achieve the grandeur that was Greece and the glory that was Rome or whatever that.
Is this the last of our podcasts? We actually found something interesting. When Jane was asking us about whether we should discuss this question, we found out that our podcasts tend to be more popular when we talk about the genitals. So this one could be, you know, through the roof.
Is that because the genitals are normally hidden, so we don't really know what the norm is, or could there be?
Wait, I'm just.
Or that we're just so uncomfortable discussing them, particularly with doctors or other medical professionals or even our friends.
I just love when you talk this way. Yes, they're hidden. Although I don't know if people know this, but we do our podcast bottomless. So we can all sort of look under the table and see each other's genitals.
Is that your platform, your political platform? Don't hide your genitals.
That's right. Under a bushel.
And a peck.
And
this is gonna be proud. You know, let's also.
I think this is going to be one of those podcasts my mom is proud of.
How do we know that these individuals with what they're saying are tiny penises? Maybe they're talking about their clits.
Well,
maybe
actually,
they're just extremely large clitorisy.
There is actually things clitori. In the medical literature, there's a lot of discussion out there about when you have somebody who's born with a very, very small penis, there's a condition called ambiguous genitalia where you can't tell if it's male or female. And there's discussions about whether or not those people should have gender reassignment surgery and make them female or whether it's more appropriate to raise them as male. And there's been talk about use of certain androgen, so male hormones, and whether that can increase penis size. What they think happens is it only temporarily increases penis size, so it doesn't make you bigger than you would be. You just grow a little faster than you would. So it's an interesting topic.
Well, so is Richard Simmons.
What?
Oh.